We continue our ongoing coverage now of the opioid crisis in America, and we have some news out of Washington. The president is expected to officially declare a national emergency next week to address the opioid crisis, but the leadership of that initiative is now in question. Republican Congressman Tom Marino of Pennsylvania was President Trump's pick to be the next White House drug czar. Now, Marino has withdrawn his name from consideration. This comes after an investigation by the Washington Post and 60 Minutes found that Marino pushed for legislation that would make it harder to rein in drug companies that manufacture opioid medications. Joining me now is Lenny Bernstein, a health and medicine reporter for the Washington Post. He co-authored that initial investigation for the paper on how the drug industry weakened the DEA's power in this arena. Lenny, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Lenny, how did Tom Marino, this congressman from Pennsylvania, go from being the president's pick for drug czar to suddenly withdrawing his name?
Imagine, if you would for 1 second, Tom Marino as drug czar going into a town hall meeting in southern Ohio or West Virginia where people have dozens and dozens of people have lost relatives to opioid overdoses and trying to credibly speak about controlling drugs in this country. They would tear him apart. It couldn't happen. And I think that was quickly realized.
Take a minute, Lenny, and detail some of the allegations, some of the findings, both in your story and in the 60 Minutes profile that helped get us here.
Sure. The main thing that Marino did was, at the behest of drug companies that did not like the law that was being used against them, he carried a very onerous version of that law that made it almost impossible for the DEA to use their most powerful weapon, the ability to immediately suspend drug shipments, against companies, mostly distributors, manufacturers in theory, but mostly the very large companies that distribute drugs to the places where you and I consume them.
The idea here is it just made it easier for drug companies, but mostly distributors, as you say, to flood the market with prescription opioid medications.
It made it easier for them to ignore the DEA. Under the law, they are required to report suspicious orders of drugs. And that's a great idea. If a pharmacy is ordering 20,000 pills 1 month and 100,000 pills the next month, the DEA wants to know about it. Well, the only way they're going to know about it is if the big distributor who takes the drugs there tells them about it, because the data is immediately available to that distributor. Under the law, they're required to do that, but they didn't like it, and they didn't want to have to do it, and maybe it was because they were making so much money at filling these giant orders of drugs. So the DEA cracked down on them. They went and got the law changed.
But it raises the question of vetting in the first place, and why the president or the Trump administration thought that Tom Marino, given his history working at the behest of the drug industry in this way, was the right person for the job.
All through this story, we have been astonished at what people didn't know. This law passed both houses of Congress by unanimous consent. No congressman, no senator raised a fuss saying, this is a really bad idea. Let's not do this. President Obama signed this law, and yet his staff at the OMB and at ONDCP said, no one told us this was a bad idea. We had no idea. This was sent up to us as a non-controversial bill. I find it completely credible and yet at the same time amazing that Tom Marino wasn't vetted in this same way, that the Trump administration didn't know that he carried this bill, and that the DEA fought him for 2.5 years before finally acceding to their wishes.
Well, what does this say then about the power of the drug industry, whether it's manufacturers or distributors, as the government, the president, and the nation searches for a solution to this crisis?
I'll just quote Joe Ranazzisi, the fellow who blew the whistle on all this. He says that the drug industry has influence right now that hasn't been seen in American government. I don't know how to measure that, but I know that they have a tremendous amount of power and influence in this game.
Lenny Bernstein, covering health and medicine for The Washington Post. Thanks a lot, Lenny.
Thank you.
And if you missed it, you can find our hour-long special on opioids in America and all of our continuing coverage of the crisis. That's at thetakeaway.org/opioids.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.